are the headlines at 18 hours. President Hakainde Hichilema has called for more investment from the United Arab Emirates in various sectors of the economy, especially in the mining space. The Emerald and Semi-Precious Stones Mining Association of Zambia, EMMA, says the recent gold rush in Mfumbwe highlights the urgent need for formalization and greater cooperation within the mining sector. In international news, the world's oldest head of state, Cameroon's president, Paul Biya, who's 92, has said he will run once more for re-election in October, aiming to extend his 43 years in power.
977 News.
And now for the news in detail, my name is Ndashi Mataka. President Hakainde Hichilema has called for more investment for the United Arab Emirates in various sectors of the economy, especially in the mining space. President Hichilema says this will be supported by concluding the Joint Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement. The President was speaking at State House when UAE Minister of State in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Shakbut bin Nayyam Al Nayan, paid a courtesy call on him. President Hichilema therefore wants both teams to pay attention to the conclusion of CEPA, which will provide a framework for the two countries to work together in different sectors such as health, education, agriculture, tourism, and among other areas. He added that Zambia remains resolute in addressing any rigidities in order to expeditiously execute the agreements.
From yourselves in the mining space, very important to us, and other areas as well. But this will be supported by us concluding our Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, CEPA. So we would like the two teams to pay attention to the conclusion of CEPA, and once we've concluded this joint investment partnership, economic investment partnership agreement, we will be able, I believe, because the framework will have been provided, to do more things together in different sectors quicker.
And Mr. Al Nayan stated that trade between the two countries has increased by 300%, standing at $2.24 billion in 2025.
We strive to a better future to our two countries and reach bigger numbers in terms of bilateral trade, and more importantly, strengthen the bridge between our two countries. I am sure that we could conclude the Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement that would equally benefit the people of two countries and the businesses and the trade between our respective countries.
The Emerald and Semi-Precious Stones Mining Association of Zambia, EMMA, says the recent gold rush in Mfumbwe highlights the urgent need for formalization and greater cooperation within the mining sector. ESMA's President Victor Kalesha has welcomed the government's decision to temporarily suspend illegal mining activities in the area to ensure safety and prevent potential accidents. Kalesha says that formalizing small-scale mining operations through the creation of cooperatives and acquisition of licenses is essential for promoting sustainable and responsible mining practices. He said government's establishment of an aggregator, Zambia Gold Company, under ZCCMIH, to purchase gold from the artisanal and small-scale mining sector is a positive move. Kalesha added that this model has already shown promise in Mumbwa and could potentially do so in Rufunsa. He also welcomed the ongoing construction of a gold buying center in Mumbwa, describing it as a step in the right direction. Kalesha proposed the introduction of clear guidelines and robust support systems for small-scale miners. He further called for capacity building, training, and technical support for artisanal miners to help improve their practices. Kalesha also urged the government to facilitate access to formal markets and financial resources for small-scale operators.
In Mfumbwe, and the unfortunate incident that happened between the police and the people artisanal small-scale miners that we are mining gold in there should come as a wake-up call in terms of how we manage our mineral resources. We saw that that discovery was obviously found by the locals, and there was the rush that people wanted to make quick money out of extracting those minerals. And out of that, we saw that lives were lost when people were being asked to move out, that they should be able to form cooperatives and obtain artisanal small-scale mining licenses. So we appeal to the Minister of Mines and Minerals Development to quickly move in without wasting much time and subdivide that area and start receiving applications from artisanal small-scale miners or cooperatives that will apply for those licenses. One thing that we require.
Tonsi Alliance Acting President, Chairperson Lubinda, has slammed the UPND government for taking the Lungu family to court in South Africa, calling it a national embarrassment. Speaking during a media briefing Monday afternoon, Lubinda questioned the president's hypocrisy, highlighting that he declared normalcy before the mourning period ended, yet mourned privately. He urged President Hichilema to stop the hypocrisy and criticize the judiciary for being driven by politically motivated cases, citing examples such as Munir Zulu and Raphael Nakachinda.
The matter of the South African court is a national embarrassment as far as we in the Tonsi Alliance and the PF are concerned. It is totally unheard of that a sitting president can drag a widow, drag a bereaved family before a foreign court simply to force himself into a funeral he was expressly told not to attend. Sure. President Hakainde Hichilema has humiliated this country in the courts of South Africa, while our own courts are overloaded with politically motivated cases. As we speak now, Munir Zulu is in court to receive judgment. As we speak now, Secretary General of the Patriotic Front is in court. And many of our people are in courts. Our courts are littered with politically motivated cases. As though that were not enough, President Hakainde, through his Attorney General, Kabesha Muliro, decides to go and open a lawsuit against the widow, extending the bereavement of that family. We challenge.
Meanwhile, the Tonsi Alliance has announced plans to challenge the Lumezi by-election results in court, alleging electoral malpractices. The Alliance's move comes after the UPND's Lufuheo Ngoma won the by-election.
We are not going to sit back and watch our democracy being desecrated by dictators. We are challenging the Lumezi results. And we shall make sure that we go and prove in court that the ECZ are arbiters to crime. They are not fit to be called an independent electoral body. The pattern we saw in Lumezi was similar to what we saw in Kalulusha.
Emerald and Semi-Precious Stones Mining Association of Zambia, ESMAS, President Victor Kalesha, has endorsed the government's decision to temporarily halt illegal gold mining activities in Mufumbwe. He is of the view that this measure is essential for ensuring the safety of miners and preventing further accidents. Kalesha has acknowledged that artisanal small-scale miners in the region are currently operating outside of legal frameworks and selling their gold to unauthorized buyers. He says formalizing their operations through the establishment of cooperatives and acquiring ASM licenses is crucial for promoting sustainable and responsible mining practices. Kalesha has also highlighted the government's initiative to provide the Zambia Gold Company under ZCCMIH as aggregator to purchase gold from the ACM sector. He says this is a positive development, points out that the model has already demonstrated success in Mumba and shows potential in Rufunsa.
In Mufumbwe, and the unfortunate incident that happened between the police and the people Tizano small scale miners that we are mining gold in there should come as a wake up call in terms of how we manage our